Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. SWOT analysis and conflict. Business people are familiar with the idea of a SWOT analysis. That's S-W-O-T. It can be applied lots of ways. To an entire company, large or small, to a proposed project, limited in time and scope, or something in between. A SWOT analysis could also be helpful in understanding your own perspective on conflict. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. In a business setting, strengths would include things you do well. Weaknesses would include things your company lacks. Opportunities might be found in a new market for your product or service. And threats might come from new competition. When analyzing your own perspective on conflict, I would start with whether you see conflict as an opportunity or a threat. Lots of people see it as a threat. I understand that. And I understand that if you are conflict averse, it may be a bridge too far to move from viewing conflict as a threat to viewing it as an opportunity. Perhaps, though, it can be less unsettling, and that might be a good place to start. You might begin by embracing, or at least accepting, the idea that conflict is a part of life. You are not doing anything wrong, necessarily, if conflict occurs. It's going to happen, as long as we don't all have exactly the same experiences, priorities, personalities, and more. Let's look at strengths and weaknesses. Many of us can easily list our weaknesses when it comes to conflict. So let's focus more on the strengths. You may think that you don't have any. I think you do. For example, do you listen to other points of view and consider whether they have some validity? Maybe not every time or every point of view, but at least some of the time. Do you consider how you phrase something that will be difficult for the other person to hear? Do you let past disagreements remain in the past? Let bygones be bygones? Probably you are doing something right. Probably you have strengths. The flip side, of course, is our weaknesses, those things we could improve upon. Recognizing them is the first step. Try a SWOT analysis on your own perspective on conflict, and be sure to notice what you are doing right, your strengths. As you focus on them for a moment, you give your confidence a boost, a first step away from viewing conflict as a threat. For my fellow TPF alumni, let's keep shipping. You know the hashtag, Create for Kate, to show our support for her and others within our podcast community and outside it who are working so hard for the good of all of us. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review,
subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.